The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Life on Earth first bloomed around 3.7 billion years ago when chemical compounds of a sort of primordial soup somehow sparked into life. But what turns sterile molecules into living, changing organisms? By studying the evolution of not just life, but life's building blocks as well, researchers hope to come closer to the answer. When molecules interact, they start taking on properties they don't have as individuals, but do gain when they're in a complex. This provides a means of natural selection. Molecules that could combine to gain attributes would survive longer and proliferate, while those that were more easily destroyed would fade away. An example is the compound glutamic acid and two glycine molecules. Individually, each of these molecules was easily destroyed by ultraviolet radiation, but put together, they were extremely stable. So just as species have evolved over time, the individual molecules that form the basis of life also likely developed in response to natural selection. It makes something that seems virtually impossible into something that's very likely.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.